It's about you, your health, your family, and your community. This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And good morning. Hope you're having a blessed weekend. Welcome to another edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. Remember, more information about the show can always be found on our Facebook page. Like us, visit us, and follow us at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. You can also listen to the show anytime you like. Head to your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear anywhere you get your podcast. Or you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Rodney Lear on Air. Well, planning ahead is the key to navigating holiday traveling challenges that linger in the wake of the pandemic. Here this morning to tell us the six things travelers need to do right now is Mickey Dudas. She is Director of Leisure Travel Sales with AAA. It's our pleasure to welcome Mickey to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
I'm doing excellent, and thank you for having me on the show.
My pleasure. Now, you are the Director of Leisure Travel Sales. That sounds like a really relaxing job, right? Tell us about what you do.
Well, you know, it is a job that I gladly love to do and been doing it for several years. But, you know, travel is in my blood. And, of course, I love working for AAA. And we love sending people on trips and vacations.
For the holiday season, you guys say expect the unexpected. What do you mean by that?
Well, what we are saying, this year has taught us one thing, that it is a different travel landscape. And travelers need to plan and prepare for some of the unexpected. A lot of people are anxious to get out there traveling. For some people, it's been over almost 2 years. Mm-hmm. So when you anticipate traveling, you can anticipate you're going to travel with lots of folks, whether you're traveling by car or traveling by air. You'll be sharing that space with lots of people.
Okay, so let's break that down. You talked about by air and you talked about by car. So let's break that down. If we are planning to travel this holiday season by air, what should we know? What do you want us to know? Give us your biggest tip for the holiday season, traveling by air.
Traveling by air, you definitely need to prepare and plan to arrive at the airport for domestic flights at least 2 hours in advance. You also need to remember that you have to have a mask, both for the airplane and airport. And be frank, bring one or two, because you never know if one will go missing. Take advantage of an airline's app. Having an app can minimize that disruption. We also recommend check TSA website. A lot of people have forgotten. What are the rules when you travel by air? What is the restrictions, what you can and cannot take with you? And, of course, don't forget your ID that you need to travel with.
All right, good. So if we're going by car, what should we know? What should we know this holiday season as we all head off to Grandma's house in the car? What should we know? Your biggest advice, pieces of advice there, Mickey.
The biggest advice that AAA would provide for travelers, if you are traveling, make sure that you take the precaution of getting your vehicle inspected, making sure that it is roadworthy. A lot of people anticipate that the car is doing just fine, but if you're traveling some distance, you don't want to be a statistic. You don't want to lose any of that precious holiday time by waiting for service. So come to either a AAA car and tire facility and get that vehicle inspected so that you know that you and your family can travel safely.
All right, there you go. Now, there are six things that holiday travelers need to do right now, and we'll talk about them in a second in case you're just tuning in. You're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. On the phone with me now is Mickey Dudas. She's Director of Leisure Travel Sales at AAA. Now, tell us about these six things that we need to know if we're traveling this holiday season right now. What do we need to know?
Okay, number one, and this is a different order. If you'd asked me the question last year, I would have responded differently. If you're traveling by air and you need a car rental, that should be one of your first items that you get a reservation for. Unfortunately, during the pandemic, many car rental companies did sell some of their fleet to get a cash flow. So inventory has been impacted and car rental companies have not been able to successfully replace all of their fleet due to manufacturing limitations of a chip. So, one, you need to book your car rental. You might have to be a little flexible. Dates play into this, but it's all about supply and demand. So if you need a particular size vehicle, that should be your number one consideration in planning a trip.
So what's next is book your flight, you guys say.
Absolutely. Keep in mind that some of the airlines, again, in the pandemic time, changed and limited their flight schedules. They also are suffering from the same consequences that many employers are, trying to ramp up their workforce. So you definitely want to book your air if you see a good deal, or you're working with a travel professional like a AAA travel advisor. You want to go ahead and get that reservation booked. Understand prices are going to be higher. But if you see a deal, book it now, because airfare can change in an instant. Another tip would be if you're flying out of a destination where you have nonstop, that should be, even if it's a little more expensive, it might be a good advantage for you. Or conversely, at a destination, if you're going into an area that maybe has within, say, a reasonable hour's difference, you may want to select and go to that destination so that you can take advantage of a nonstop. The next one would be try to leave early in the morning, because if we do have weather delays or other disruptions, usually if you're one of the first flights getting out, you have better odds.
And again, this morning we're speaking to Mickey Dudas with AAA. She's here this morning with six things holiday travelers need to do right now. What's next on the list, Mickey?
The next is if you're not staying with family and friends, you're probably going to need a hotel. And, you know, selecting a hotel has really become a consideration that people may not have thought as much about. But cleanliness of a hotel has become a very high priority with our travelers. But you also need to check to see what the amenities might be. Again, as many hotels are getting back into their normal operations, you may still find that some services may not be available, like the gyms or maybe a pool or a restaurant. There's also some other things to consider. Many hotels are no longer offering those buffet breakfasts. So if you were used to that in the past, that may be a little different for you. And again, we can't eliminate the fact that COVID-19 is still with us. So you do want to check protocols for your destination as you're traveling and make sure the hotels that you're considering along the way are indeed open.
Okay. Next on your six things travelers need to do right now, holiday travelers need to do right now, you say work with a trusted travel advisor. Why is that important?
Absolutely. It's so critical. And some people may not realize that working with a AAA travel advisor or travel professional does not mean you're spending more money for those services. Many times it's just part of the service that we provide. What I would recommend is that your travel advisor, particularly if you're traveling beyond the U.S., have so many tools available to help you navigate it traveling, whether you're going to maybe to a resort in the Caribbean or Mexico or going internationally. They will help you understand the COVID-19 protocols, as well as the state-by-state or country-by-country protocols. They'll help you maximize your budget, but also make sure that you have all the recommendations to help you have a little less stressful vacation. People are resuming travel, but it does look and feel slightly different, so that added advice is so beneficial.
And again, in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. More information about the show, more information about our guests, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Like us and follow us there. You can reach out to us on Instagram and Twitter at Rodney Lear on Air, or you can listen to us anytime you like. Head to your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. This morning, we're speaking to Mickey Dudas. She is Director of Leisure Travel Sales with AAA. She's here this morning with six things holiday travelers need to do right now. What else do we need to know here, Mickey?
The next item on our list would certainly be trip insurance. And again, you know, people have different views of what trip insurance may or may not have been needed in the past. I think this COVID, our pandemic has taught us we need to protect our vacation dollars and our travel experience. So there are a lot of things that you need to consider, your risk, your personal risk, because, you know, travel is a personal decision, but travel insurance can provide you with that needed peace of mind. Again, working with a travel advisor, they can help you sort through what your options are and make sure you're selecting the best travel protection insurance for your travel.
All right. Book a vehicle checkup. We talked about that as well, right? And that's on the list as well.
Absolutely. And again, a lot of people, you know, have not really taken their cars on long distances. So if the travel to your holiday destination is involving your personal car, take it to a reliable service. You know, AAA has our car care facilities, and they can check all of the vital things that you need to know when you're taking your car on the road. Again, we want people to have a carefree, less stressful vacation, and having that vehicle checked out is just top of mind and will ensure that you have one less thing to worry about as you begin that vacation.
Okay, so what are we expecting? We know that the holiday season is traditionally the busiest time of the year to travel by airplane and things like that. What are we expecting? We are still, as you mentioned, we're still in a pandemic, but what are we expecting this year?
I think that we will see and continue to see that travelers are a little more confident in traveling. The vaccination has certainly helped some travelers make that personal decision to travel. We know that we have people internationally now traveling within the U.S., so that increases the capacity at airports, at amusement parks, and other destinations. What AAA is seeing, what our trends and our forecasts indicate, is people will be traveling through the holiday. They've waited a long time. They've dreamed of getting back together with family and friends, and they are going to capitalize on those intentions. So travel in 2021 will end, I think, on a banner season where people will have experienced traveling once again.
Okay, so some people will be traveling with small children this holiday season. What advice would you give them?
Well, absolutely. Traveling with children takes another level of precaution. And depending on where you're traveling, certainly many families have opted to travel by car just to eliminate further concern because, of course, most children have not been vaccinated. So our advice is to consider your risk, consider your comfort level. But we do know a lot of our travelers, particularly AAA members, have said that they will choose to travel via car, a road trip, where they can control where they're stopping and their social distancing exposure.
So, Mickey, what's your key message for holiday travelers?
Pack your patience.
Okay.
Pack your patience. Understand that you're not the only traveler. Everybody has been anxious to resume travel, but you do have to be a little flexible and you do have to be patient. But the experience for most people is well worth it.
So one of the challenges I would say with traveling during the holiday season is packing all those gifts. You know, we have something for Grandma, Aunt Jody, Aunt Susie, Uncle Bob, and everybody in between. What advice would you have for those that are traveling with a bunch of packages for holiday, for the holiday season?
Ship them in advance if you can, would be number one. Keep in mind that if you're traveling by air, and some of the gifts are those wonderful homemade gift items, you double check the TSA website to ensure that you are able to bring them on board. You may want to leave your packages unwrapped in case that they have further inspection by TSA officials. Of course, if your car travel is in your horizon, you decide which suitcase is not going to make it and what packages will.
There you go. There you go. And you can always go with gift cards, I say.
You certainly can. You certainly can. And they are a little less taking up room.
A little less bulky. I get that from my mom. She likes a good gift card.
Well, and I'm sure that you will be able to accommodate.
Yes. Now, you guys have a special website or link if our listeners would like to find out more about holiday traveling and traveling in general?
Yes, we do. I would invite people to visit us on AAA.com for further information. And we have a great link for travelers, whether traveling by car or by air, AAA.com/knowbeforeyougo. will certainly help ease the way of navigating this new travel landscape for this season.
All right. Thank you so much, Mickey. I really appreciate you taking time. Good information.
Great. Thank you for having me on the show.
We've been speaking to Mickey Dudas with AAA.
Stick around. We'll be back with more Sunday Morning Magazine in a moment.